I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is WBUR. Investigators in Boston say the deaths of two children and their mother outside a Roxbury parking garage on Christmas Day were likely a double murder-suicide. Today, the three were identified as 40-year-old Erin Pascal of West Roxbury, her 4-year-old daughter Allison, and her 1.5-year-old son Andrew. Some 15 Boston emergency medical service workers were among the first responders to the scene yesterday. Within hours of the incident, they were offered mental health support. Michael McNeil is president of the EMS division of the Boston Police Patrolmen Association and a paramedic at Boston EMS. He says the deaths are especially upsetting because of the timing and the ages of the victims.
To really understand the timeline and the impact this has, I think the day of the week, the day of the year that this falls on is important to keep in context. And it's typically a slow day. Everyone's with their families. So a lot of these guys were probably at their stations in the ambulance drinking coffee. And around 1:30, the tones went out over the radio to respond to this call.
Do you know what the tones say in that case? How much detail is there?
This particular case, there wasn't a lot of detail from the initial calls.
So everyone who responded was already on duty, correct?
Yes.
What is the job when they get to an incident like this where there are bodies present? What's the first order of business?
Yeah, so multiple patients with high acuity levels always presents a challenge for the first arriving units.
High acuity levels meaning this is like triage, they're in trouble.
The higher acuity means the more severe their injury or illness is. And it's our guys' job to immediately decide who is the person with the worst injuries on that scene and quickly sweep triage, they call it. So you're going to go through as quickly as you can. Figure out who's needs to go to the hospital the fastest and move them to the ambulance with the adequate resources that you have, hopefully. That all happens within 30 seconds.
What do they do after that?
Well, so rushing the people to the hospital is a common term used, but during that rush, there's a lot of stuff that gets done. There is no wasted minute in the back of an ambulance with the high acuity patient while that thing's traveling 60 miles an hour. So our guys are standing up, starting IVs, intubating patients, giving drugs, medicines. We have 100 different medicines that we have in our drug box available to us to treat all sorts of things, from shock to cardiac dysrhythmias to cardiac arrest to anaphylactic reaction to asthma. That's all happening while this ambulance is being rushed to the hospital. So they're receiving the care that they would typically receive within the first 5 minutes of your arrival if you walked into the emergency room very ill. That care is happening in the back of that moving ambulance on the way by skilled professionals.
And we should remember that in this case, one of the people in the ambulance, one of the victims, was 18 months old. The other one was 4 years old, which I imagine adds an entirely different layer of care.
Anytime pediatrics are involved, everyone's comfort level is compromised for different reasons. People have their own children. People are a lot more comfortable handling adults than they are children. Kids are tough. They leave a bigger scar.
So after the children and the mother, apparently in this case, are being taken care of by the hospital, where do the EMS workers go?
So our guys work 8-hour shifts or 10-hour shifts. Usually, you can't determine the impact that any individual call is going to have on any individual provider. We know that the probability of a provider being impacted is much greater when pediatrics are involved. But they still have a job to do. They still have to give triage report to the hospital. They still have to transfer the patient over to a higher medical care. And a lot of times after that, there'll be some downtime. And we'll have our peer support coordinator meet that crew at the hospital before they go back in service.
Have you been in this position? You didn't respond yesterday to what seems to have been a murder-suicide. But is there an incident like this that you recall responding to?
I mean, I've been doing this for 15 years. Yeah, we see a lot of stuff. You know, I've had dead kids, delivered kids. I've had kids murdered. I've had anything that anyone would ever call 911 for in a major city. That's what our guys see.
When we began the conversation, you said this involved children and it happened on Christmas Day. You addressed the pediatric, the child part of it. What about on Christmas Day?
Yeah, first, immediately, my thoughts and prayers go out to the family involved in this tragedy. The ripple effect of this is huge, and they're dealing with this crisis, and our guys now will be dealing with this crisis every Christmas moving forward, and a lot of families are going to be impacted by it.
Michael, thank you for talking to us.
Thank you very much.
Michael McNeil is a paramedic with Boston EMS and president of the EMS division of the Boston Police Patrolmen Association, talking about the trauma support offered the first responders to yesterday's double murder suicide in Roxbury.